morning, everyone. The numbers really don't tell the story. I mean, the war was declared in 2006. Felipe Calderon says, all right, we're going to eradicate these drug gangs. We're going to remove them from power. And so federal authorities went straight at them. And 23,000 people have been killed since that time. Some of them civilians, some of them federal officials. Many of them actually involved in the drug gangs themselves. But maybe just this scene over the weekend tells the real story. The mayor of the Mexican town of Guadalupe was shot and killed as his wife and child watched. And there's a detail there. He was actually on the run from drug gangs from the city where he was mayor and was gunned down in the very violent city of Juarez. Here's someone who weighed into thetakeaway.org on this story. President Felipe Calderon lost this war the instant he declared it, Demist says. The proof is that the dead in Mexico are piling up at a clip that is about as comparable to the rate that American dead piled up during the Vietnam War. The war in Mexico is so clearly a function of the American war on drugs that only a person who is born without eyes, ears, and a brain could possibly deny that reality. President Felipe Calderon should petition the American government with great fervor to end the war on drugs and develop a sane drug policy. You can weigh in. Go to thetakeaway.org. Join the conversation. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. Well, Felipe Calderon has petitioned the United States. It actually accused the U.S. of being the world's biggest drug addict next door, ruining the neighborhood. Dudley Althaus joins us. He's Mexico Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle in Mexico City. Good morning, Dudley.
Good morning, John.
You know, a lot to talk about here. First of all, what's the significance of this brutal killing of the mayor of one of the towns of Guadalupe?
Well, the significance is that they're increasingly targeting mayors and other politicians. They've done that in the past. Being a mayor of a small town that's kind of a scene of the drug trade is a dangerous profession anyhow. But they haven't really gone after these people like this. So that kind of puts a chill through a lot of mayors, I think, around the country.
And, I mean, there's a conversation that's taking place within Felipe Calderon's government, of course. There's a conversation being taken place among the federal officials who have to be on the front lines of this drug war. But what's it like on the streets of Mexico? I mean, is this a nation of enclaves where you can just keep it out of your mind, or is everyone talking about this?
Well, everyone's talking about it. Actually, the violence became more widespread in the past month. It's been widespread for quite some time, but the violence itself really exploded in various parts of the country this month, in June. But, you know, a lot of people are just kind of getting on with their lives. When there's direct massacres or killings in a certain town, people tend to stay inside, of course, for a week or so, and then they start coming out again. But people certainly are talking about this. Everybody's very nervous. You can be caught in a shootout can erupt in certain places at any moment.
Are you worried?
Personally, not day-to-day worried, no. I mean, foreign reporters here are not in the danger that Mexican reporters face who deal with these people day after day and live in the towns where they're reporting on. Those people are very much in danger.
Well, the newspaper Reforma reported that already this year, and we're just halfway through 2010, 5,229 deaths. All of last year, it was like 6,500 deaths.
That's right.
And June is the worst month since 2006, since this all began.
That's right.
Now, Felipe Calderon was on television last week. He wrote another one of these letters to the United States. Is there a tone of increasing desperation in the president, or is this just another response?
I think desperation and frustration, the same as with the public in general. Calderon's come under a lot of criticism from analysts and from the political opposition who say that he's not doing this right, that to send the army into these towns and into the countryside against these guys has been a blunt instrument that's just increased the violence. You have shootouts in the streets and that sort of thing. People have been calling on him to use more, targeted, go after the big kingpins, go after the big shots, which they haven't really done.
Do they have that capability? Do they have that sort of covert ops capability in the Mexican military?
Well, they certainly should have, but the only large drug trafficker they've gotten in recent years is Arturo Beltran Leyva, who was killed by the Mexican Marines in Cuernavaca, south of Mexico City, in December. On the other hand, his death has set off a war between his former underlings that has claimed at least 100 lives in the past few months.
Well, Dudley, you know, the tone of the president's speech last Tuesday, if I can go back to that, it seems to suggest that they don't have much of a capability. The president is calling on people to tell the authorities what they know, and, you know, we want to use your tips. I mean, setting up a national tip line seems as though there isn't much going on behind the scenes in the Mexican military in terms of an ability to infiltrate these groups.
Well, I think that's probably true. And you wonder about electronic intelligence and all the rest of it and why they have to rely on tip lines. On the other hand, in a lot of these towns, people know exactly who's living next door to them. There was a shootout last Tuesday in Taxco where the army killed 15 supposed gangsters, gunmen, in a house very in the middle of this colonial town. It's a tourist town. But the army supposedly reacted on a tip from somebody in that neighborhood that was noticing a lot of weird stuff going on in this house. So the tips certainly do help. People have been reluctant to use the tip lines because they haven't trusted the military or the police to keep that information confidential.
Okay, but if they don't trust the military, the police, or the government, where are people looking to for an eventual solution to this problem? Are they assuming at this point that there's no hope that the government will not be able to stop the drug kingpins? Are they hoping at some point for international intervention?
They're certainly not hoping for international intervention. I think the idea of the U.S. Coming in here in a meaningful way is a non-starter. I guess they're looking for under their bed. People trust the army. They trust the army certainly more than the police and the federal, you know, bureaucracy in general. And that's why you're getting these tip lines. But no, people are frustrated for that very reason. They don't know where to turn. Exactly.
Well, certainly the president is frustrated by the level of demand for drugs. 5% of the population, 60% of the illegal drugs are consumed by people in the United States. Is that an abstraction for the people of Mexico, or do they buy that as well?
No, they buy that. And when the president says that, and it's not an untrue statement at all, he's trying to both rally the people that, you know, put the blame where it started with U.S. consumption. Mexico is a transport country, and it produces, you know, methamphetamine, heroin, and marijuana. But then he also, in his discourse, in his paid advertorials, and also in his speech last week, he says, look, the problem is that we kept this going.
Right.
Our corruption allowed this to grow, and this is our battle, too. So he's trying at both times to blame the United States, but also to tell people that we're not carrying water for Washington. This is our battle.
It's a big battle, indeed. Dudley Althaus, Mexico Bureau Chief of the Houston Chronicle, talking about the worst violence in Mexico since 2006 in the month of June.